This is Wade Rath here with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, in 2013, Baton Rouge ranked first in the nation for estimated HIV and AIDS case rates per 100,000 people. For many years, they've been one of the nation's top murder capitals. Black men in East Baton Rouge Parish had a 46% high school graduation rate in 2011-2012. One-third of black residents live below the poverty line. An international tribunal in The Hague delivered a sweeping rebuke of China's behavior in the South China Sea, including the construction of artificial islands, and found that its expansive claim to sovereignty over the waters had no legal basis. The tribunal also said that Beijing had violated international laws by causing severe harm to the coral reef environment and by failing to prevent Chinese fishermen from harvesting endangered sea turtles and other species on a substantial scale. Events in Baton Rouge, Dallas, and elsewhere have established that streaming apps like Twitter, Periscope, and Facebook Live don't just have the potential to bring us stories more quickly than TV can, they also greatly expand the kind of stories you normally see. Streaming news stretches our collective point of view, showing us perspectives from people who might otherwise have been ignored by the news and from places where television cameras would never have happened to be. This changes everything. Senator Bernie Sanders finally joined with Hillary Clinton to endorse her for the Democratic nomination and the presidency. Statistics compiled at the end of last year, CNN's primetime audience was the youngest in cable news with a median age of 59. Median age of Fox News primetime audience is 68. TV news isn't alone. Median age of a subscriber to the New York Times digital edition is 54. For print subscribers, it's 60. 500 people, mostly activists, lawyers, and reporters who have been deported, barred from travel, or temporarily detained at Egyptian airports since Prime Minister Sisi came to power as president in 2013, according to Daftara Hall, a local civil rights group that monitors the incidents. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.